Amazon.com today.
The president announces he's going to make an Iraq speech at the end of the month. But what about Afghanistan? One of the lead generals disagrees with the timetable that's been released. Does one hand know what the other hand's doing? I think we've answered that question in the past. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this little old show. We are coast to coast and all those spots in between the flyover states, which are my favorite. Went to school in the flyover states, and we love the people in the breadbasket. In fact, we love all of America and the fact that we have the freedom to do a show like this one, Water Cooler Buzz on the Overnight Highway, where we talk about anything and everything, and we don't get the hook. That's the key. If you want to throw in your 2 cents at any point, feel free to do it. You want to vent your spleen, you can do that too. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This was a big day when it comes to the primaries because we're getting closer and closer to, November 2nd. And we all know what November 2nd is, right? You've marked it on your calendars. I've browbeat you about this, that just vote. Then you can call and kvetch and whine and bitch about the people that you don't like who are representing you. But the key is, I'll say it once again, remember the words, the people. We are the people. And we elect the people who represent us, and that's the bottom line. So you have to take an interest, America, even if you're frustrated beyond all belief. And it's better to be armed with some of the facts to know what direction you want to go when you go ahead and touch the screen and make a vote, because you can make a difference. It's like somebody said to me once, well, if we have all the House seats up, then we have 37 Senate seats up. There are a lot of people voting for governor. You don't like what you see, flip them all out. Meaning, whoever's there, go to the next guy, go to the next person, the next woman, whatever, and make a bold move then. And teach the political machine in Washington a lesson that it's not just the same old, same old. But speaking of the same old, same old, 5 times for John McCain, it's looking like, because he should have an easy time come November, but he had a huge challenge with J.D. Hayworth in the Arizona Senate primary for the Republican side of things. I mean, he's held on to that seat for so long. He had to spend $20 million and get down and dirty on some of the things that he was able to go after Hayworth for. And so he wins. But it wasn't looking that way for a while. It was looking like, wow, McCain is going to lose his nod here, but he didn't. Rick Scott is a newcomer in Florida. Probably everybody knows his name because he spent an incredible amount of cash to make sure that everybody knew his name when they went to the primaries to vote. And he takes the Florida Republican gubernatorial nomination with ease, spending the money on the billboards, the radio ads, the television ads, the calls, the anything you can think of, anything and everything pretty much is what happened there. Then you look at what happened with some of the Democrats, and one of the biggest ones, I think, is because, you know, there's the Tea Party movement, meaning some of the Tea Party candidates, and U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican in Alaska, was in a heated battle with Joe Miller for the seat there for the Republican nomination anyway. And it's definitely a litmus test of what the influence is of the Tea Party movement, because they backed Miller. They spent $550,000 on campaign ads going after Murkowski as being way too liberal for a Republican. Sarah Palin threw her support the way of Miller, calling him a common sense conservative, but she beat him in the primary, and then now it's, you know, on to the general election. I don't think she'll have a problem in November, but that Republican race, much like McCain and what was going on in Arizona, got really, really tight. So it was looking for a few moments that she was not going to be able to hang on to that. That's a big deal. In the meantime, you had a couple of other things, other states that voted on some other candidates and whatnot. It was kind of a weird primary day in some spots, because you know how they trickle down, and we just went through a series of primaries, and now you've got the general election, or I shouldn't say the general, like the midterm election on the minds of so many people. I know we have a lot of people that tune into us in Vermont. You listen to that great morning show, Charlie and Ernie. They always do the fireman song, and every single day since I've been doing America Tonight, I know they do the fireman song, and that's about really never giving up the hunt for Osama bin Laden. But Vermont voters went to the polls, and it didn't necessarily get a lot of publicity, but they were picking candidates for state and federal offices, and Patrick Leahy won his nomination pretty easily. He defeated a political newcomer to win his bid for a seventh term. He's another guy on the Democratic side of things that's been around for a long time. And we'll see what happens when, you know, and Vermont usually holds its primary elections in September. So the date was actually moved up to accommodate voting by troops that were abroad, which I think is tremendous. So this new federal law, the Military and Overseas Voter Act, requires states to give 45 days before a general election for ballots to be sent to overseas voters and back. Because remember the problem with the hanging chads and the presidential election and all of the controversy over the military votes, the guys who voted, the women who voted. So Vermont is saying that if they stuck with September 14th as the primary date, they wouldn't have had enough time to get the ballots printed and get them over there and back and all that stuff, so that way they didn't have to worry about it, because the low turnout among the voters in the Tuesday's primary was reason for concern. You know, this is what I say all the time on this show when I'm pounding you with this. I don't understand low turnouts. I don't. And we're going to talk about this on our next show with Matthew Coslato, who used to be a speech writer for the Speaker, Relenade, for the Speaker of the House way back when, Jim Wright. Why is it we don't have the day that we vote a national holiday? Then everybody has off and everybody can vote. Everybody can go. Nobody has an excuse. Nobody has to run back to a job. Nobody has to worry about that. It's just a day off for everyone across the board. And also, we're going to talk about the lack of representation. Do you know that when I say all these House seats are up, we haven't had a change in the House seats since, I want to say, like 1911 or some crazy amount. Can you imagine how big the population has gotten and we haven't had any changes to the amount of representation that we have? I go back to the we the people. We the people need some more representation, and this is part of the problem as well. There's not enough of it, obviously, because of how big we've become as a country. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about what I mentioned at the top. Obama wants to capture some hours of prime time to address, or maybe an hour. Usually he's pretty short with his speeches. To talk about Iraq, and was it a win, and what the fallout is, and all that kind of stuff. And then moving on to Afghanistan, we're going to do it next because one of his generals disagrees with the timetable. That's coming up around the bend.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House House Foods, Seychelles and Berkey Water Filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford. AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do
times in California, besides all the IOUs and the fact that half the people with 10,000 degrees or even a lack of degrees can't get a job. I mean, it's brutal unemployment there. Housing is underwater. And now this, marijuana plants worth, they say, $100 million were picked up on a California farm, and they were supposedly run by drug traffickers. How scary is that? In San Diego County, the sheriff's deputy there is saying that they think that this was Mexican drug traffickers. This was their dope, in other words. They spotted the plants on the Santa Isabel Indian Ranch and were able to go and get them and knock them down. They loaded plant after plant after plant under the trucks. They took them to a federally operated spot somewhere so they could destroy them. There was nobody on the farm, and there were no arrests. So it reeks, let's say, of drug traffickers and Mexico. They see the land, they planted it. Oh, wouldn't it be easy? And then we'll just tunnel over to the other side. Now they get burned and they lose all the pot plants. Things are getting hairy down by a couple of those borders, even Tijuana, not just Juarez anymore. And then there was an incident at Acapulco. I'll tell you about that coming up a little bit later. But before we jump into that, speaking of incidents, it's pins and needles time over at the Pentagon. My source from the Pentagon, I think I said this at the top, told me that there's more than the fair amount of discussion on WikiLeaks and also leaked documents and being careful in the handling of documents all of a sudden and whatnot, because now 15,000 more pages are supposed to come out. And what will they contain? It's part of the Afghan diary deal. And this time around, you know, this, the founder is saying they're going over it with a fine-tooth comb because they don't want to be nailed for having names out there, because that's the thing that everybody's hanging their hat on. Ooh, you know, you got the names are in there. And that's wrong. They shouldn't have informants' names in there. But that's supposed to drop at any time. So there are people that are concerned about how much info is going to be there, how much info about Afghanistan, certain techniques and things that are being used. Will they be there for everybody to read? And speaking of the war in Afghanistan, which is, to me, was misplaced from the beginning. It should have been Pakistan anyway. And I said this the other night, that really mountainous area just rammed them in between Afghanistan and Pakistan. But the Marine General, James Conway, said that, hey, we're not making plans anytime soon to cut and run. We got to do a much better job of this whole thing. And this comes on the heels of just a couple of weeks ago, the administration verifying that the plans are to start withdrawing troops by next year, by the end of next year, to have a lot of troops pulled out already. So that contradicts what the president is saying. Here's the general in his own words.
I think it will be a few years before conditions on the ground are such that we would expect to be able to turn over to Afghan forces. I don't think that we have done a strong enough job in convincing the American people there are good and just reasons why we have to destroy the Al-Qaeda and the associated Taliban in Afghanistan, similar to what we did in Iraq.
All right, similar to what happened in Iraq, but two different countries. The illiterate rate is sky high. Most of the people don't have televisions or access to half the information that the Iraqi people had, a little more education. The demographics are different as far as what the country rakes in. Remember all the oil money that was coming into Iraq versus what's happening in Afghanistan. So I see this as a much longer in investment, and especially because now the onus is so on the U.S. I mean, everything is on the back of the U.S. What is the victory here? What is it to win? What is the end game? I've said this now for 2 years, and many of you have called in and voiced the same frustration, saying the same thing. What's the end game? We need to get our guys out of there now because there is no end game. And so something has to give here, certainly. What's interesting is the Washington Post did a story saying that the CIA believes Yemen's branch of Al-Qaeda is surpassing the parent organization. You know what the parent organization is? Well, that would be bin Laden's gang in Pakistan as the biggest threat to the U.S. They're talking about the CIA wanting to augment their clandestine U.S. military ops in that country with covert armed drone strikes. How do you feel about the drones? Listen, I'm all for the drones. I'm not for hitting innocent civilians, no, but I'm in for painting better targets and nailing the bad guys, and there's ways to do that. There's ways to do that, especially in the areas you're talking about in Yemen. So U.S. special op forces have been working with the government for a couple of years to hunt some of the worst guys they have going, who are handling these terroristic camps and the training and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, we know the one American-born rebel cleric is the guy that they would love to nail, Al-Wakali. If they could get him, that would solve the answer to many of the problems and the riddles that abound. So a U.S. counterterrorism spokesperson is saying that both Al-Qaeda and its offshoots are dangerous, but the Yemeni branch isn't facing any of the pressure that some of the parent groups have in Pakistan, which makes sense because they're more out in the open in Pakistan, and just lately a lot of the tracing has been back to Yemen. And we saw what happened with the CIA guys who were flat out killed in Yemen, and how awful was that. You know, it's time to more than man up. Pick the poison, pick your poison as to which is the worst place and just hit it. And that's what has to happen. If you're going to hit it, you have to hit it. There's no in between. You know, sometimes I say at the top that about the stripes, it doesn't matter. And there's, you know, if you're left, right, or you're in the gray areas, and it doesn't. if you're in the gray areas because you don't like some of what you see from either party, you're wishing for a third party, you're wishing for less government, whatever. But in the case of terrorism, there really isn't a lot of gray area to me. In some of these cases, it's black and white. You make the decision and you got to stick by the decision. I mean, unless you're forced to retract something. I mean, really heavy-handedly asked to retract it, in other words. So, meaning, if you're the president of the United States or the minions around him, you pick a solution, you go with a solution, and that's it. That's it. You just go with it. You pull in your military, you ask your advisors, and you don't try to appease one side or the other. You do what you think is right because you're the leader of the free world. That's what you do. This is the problem. There's too much concern over what people are thinking. There's too much apologizing that's happening. I mean, why? I can't remember who it was, called the show. It was a regular caller and said, why are we always apologizing? And there is something to that. Why are we always apologizing? There are times when you have to for particular reasons of safety or whatever. But, you know, half the time we shouldn't be doing that. We shouldn't be apologizing it. We don't want to become a nation of wimps, of apologists for the wrong reasons. We don't want that to happen. So anyway, back to the question at hand on Afghanistan. And I don't blame the general for telling in a Pentagon briefing, telling reporters that the army and the police forces aren't going to be sufficient. They're not going to have enough people until October of 2011, at least 3 months after the deadline to start the withdrawals. Because he just has to walk away a win. You can't crawl out of Afghanistan. You want to know the numbers right now? I was curious about this. There are almost 250,000 personnel, 134,000 Army and 115,000 police. So NATO has the goal of creating the Afghan military and police force, beefing it up to well over 300,000. And then the army much bigger, 171,000, and much more police, too. So they're going to have to recruit more people. Where are you recruiting these people, especially when you look at Afghanistan and the villages? And, yes, there's Kabul and there's some bigger cities, but it's not there aren't a lot of places, I think, to recruit. I guess that's the idea. In the villages, you're going to have to recruit. What are the estimates and when Kabul takes control of some of the more peaceful parts of that country even? There aren't any, really. So it's likely that the U.S. and whatever help from the international folks is going to have to pay for whatever the force is for some time in the near future because we made that commitment. A funny race call next on ATN.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
On America Tonight, because we got to lighten the load, talking about Hamas and the possibility of terror hitting our shorelines, which is near and dear to my heart because it's all about the freedoms, baby, and protecting them. I mean, listen, if it got to the point where we all had to get armed and load them and lock them, you know we'd be there, all of us. There's no question about it. But for now, what we can do is go and vote. That's the idea. We just heard what happened in the primaries, so take it to heart and exercise the right to vote. Even do the absentee ballot thing. I mean, look, a lot of the troops are doing that, and I heard that's a big deal. Everybody wants to vote because, you know, the guys and the women that are overseas, they yearn for anything from home, our home, whether it's even letters from strangers. It's not about the things. It's about the connection. So voting is part of the connecting part. That's why a lot of times with the military votes, they're so important, because how that could sway the vote a little bit in certain areas, depending on where it is. Remember, that was a big deal, like I mentioned before, with the 2000 presidential election in Florida. There was a lot of controversy over that. So we'd like to call this segment on America Tonight, Pets, Perks, and Play-by-Play. Yeah, I love listening to some of these play-by-play guys. And where we're going to start with is I used to be, and some of you in Kentucky listening, I used to be a huge horse racing fan. I still am. But I lived near a lot of tracks and had family involved, so I got involved in horse racing and knowing more about the horses and all that stuff. But one of the more fascinating, the reason of telling you this is, one of the more fascinating things to me was going to different tracks, hearing the voice of the tracks. You know, the guys who got the call, whether it was the great Trevor Denman or some of the other big names out there in the East. And then there's this guy, and working your way up can be pretty tough, named Larry Columbus. And he's the Monmouth Park track announcer. And he's good. And there's so much prep that goes into this. And when you're calling races and knowing the horses and what you're seeing and coming down to the stretch and just the whole call to me is so fascinating. And I think he's really good. And Larry does, I think he also does Gulfstream too, but he definitely does Monmouth Park. Well, anyway, he had an interesting call that I think even if you're not a horse racing fan, you'll get a chuckle out of. Listen to the names of the horses coming down the stretch.
Into the final furlong. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. They're 1-2. Of course they are. My wife knows everything in front. To the outside, the wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. The wife doesn't know. My wife knows everything. More than the wife doesn't know.
Crazy that those two horses with those names were coming down the stretch and you hear them at the end. Whew. Because, of course, that would be pretty difficult, like a real tongue twister as they were coming down for the finish line. All right, something else of interest is Pets Gone Wild. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has this ever happened in your neighborhood? The guy down the street seems like a pretty cool dude. You see him once in a while, he waves to you. You might be running out to pick up your paper. You have a little chit-chat about the game coming up or whatever. Or the mosque in New York and what he thinks about it. But then it turns out the guy has exotic pets all over the inside of his house, and one of them gets loose. This happened recently in Chicago with, of all things, a gator. Think of Chicago and the people that live in Chicago and how close that they're all living together in this city, right? Not to say that there's no space, but it's a city. So a gator gets loose, it's big news. And you got to send out Alligator Bob to give you his 2 cents on where did this gator come from? What is the scoop on the gator? Here's what he said.
He's got a decent set of teeth, which means someone's been feeding him well. He's got plenty of muscle mass, fed on his tail. He was raised as a pet. He's too clean, too perfect to be living in this river alone.
So he examined the gator, and he knew what he just told you there, that, there's no way. This isn't just some wild thing somehow that came out around here. Somebody's raising the gator. I don't know. I don't get that. I get the dogs and the cats or the birds or even people with the guinea pigs or some of the other animals or fish or whatever that people like to have around, but I just still cannot get the exotic pets. For one, because of the dangers. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. And then, look, this one gets loose. Luckily, nobody was hurt. It'd be pretty scary, though, to be walking down the street and all of a sudden see a gator. For our friends in Florida, that's a normal way of life sometimes. And lately, the gators, because their habitats are getting smaller and smaller with all the building and whatnot, they've come out of the swamps and they're showing up in people's backyards and some little dogs are disappearing. That's happening with coyotes too in California. Heck, even in Texas that's happening. That's happened in my neighborhood. Not dogs disappearing, but coyotes showing up in people's backyards, even bobcats. Matt, where you live, do you, I'm sure you do, you probably have deer, you probably have other animals that make their way through neighborhoods, right?
Oh, yeah, there's deer all the time. Deer are all around in Minnesota. There's deer, you got the raccoons, wild turkeys. The only snakes and reptiles that we have really are garter snakes, which still freak me out because I hate snakes, but
yeah.
They're little tiny things, so they don't really do anything. Not, you know, your squirrels and rabbits, that kind of a deal, but not a lot of exotic animals.
Yeah, I'm not into the exotics either. I agree with you on the snake thing. I'm not big into the snakes either. It scares me to death to think of the... where was I? I want to say I was in... I'll think about it. I was in the Bahamas, and somebody insisted, demanded that I have one of the big boa constrictors wrapped around me. Oh, look, they're so calm. You're so calm until you can't control the boa constrictor. I did it. Because, you know, that whole dare thing. But I did it, but it wasn't fun. I didn't get it. I didn't get the whole, woo, that's great, the boa constrictor. Nah, I can't go there with gators or boa constrictors.
You know another creepy but not really threatening animal? A bat.
Oh.
Those suckers, I don't know, man. If you pin them up against a wall with a tennis racket or anything like that, you try to get them out of your house, they got little fangs and webbed the wings and... I don't know, it's just kind of scary looking. Even though they're not really threatening the humans, just one of those flying around, not fun.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not into the bats either. I recently saw a bunch of bats at the World Aquarium, they call it, and the display was cool, but I thought I would want nothing to do with a bat caught in my house somewhere. That's a little creepy for me, too. All right, this isn't creepy at all. If you're a fan of baseball, the great game of baseball, there's a cool thing. You know, you have the College World Series. That's fun to watch. Also, that's fun to watch for potential talent. But what's really neat, too, is the Little League Baseball World Series. They do it in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania. I mean, kids kill themselves to get in this game, and there are so many teams. And it's when you get into the group and you're there. I mean, that has to be such a rush for these little guys. And, boy, the crowd was treated to an incredible game the other day. And John Schiambi has the call, the team from Tom Rivers.
Center field, that was blasted. And onto the hill. Marinaccio with his second hit of the day. And it's 6-0. Got him looking, and that's the ball game. New Jersey picks up the win, 10-0 the final. First ever meeting between these two teams, and well, the final games for both sides. Great trips, regardless of the overall results.
What, are you kidding me?
That has to be something to get in it, because they really narrow it down. Now, what happened was they had some bad weather on Monday, so they had to postpone a couple of the games, reschedule a few of the others to make the adjustments, and that was obviously pretty much a blowout there. But the Tom's River team is supposed to be pretty decent, and ultimately, this goes all the way through till the 29th, right? And they'll have the final game on Sunday, the 29th. They're going to actually air it on ABC. I can remember when I was in New York, there was some controversy over one of the little leaguers and his age. I thought, boy, it starts young, doesn't it? We want to load the teams up. So, hey, he's maybe a couple of years older than what he's supposed to be. And the parents on the other team were questioning the one of the kids on the team and how he got there. And there's always some controversy, I'm telling you. And even with the little leaguers, same thing. You have it there. So we talked about Tiger Woods and his divorce the other day. Maybe he's hard up for money. I'm not sure. Tiger's got these Grand Slam clubs that are now back on sale. He, you know, is going to be forced to pay a little money. Perhaps he wants to retrieve some of that money. They were on eBay some months back, I guess, and they are, in fact, Woods clubs. How about that?
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Of Week in Count, it's a little bit of a mixed bag because I wanted to get you up on the headlines of the day that are pretty significant. Sadly, the floods in Pakistan and Islamabad have isolated about 800,000 people who are reachable by the air. Pretty much that's it. And they need, they say, 40 more helicopters to ferry in all the life-saving aid that's desperately needed. The UN is on the site. You got to think about this. More than 17 million people have been affected, and it raises concerns about social unrest and the political instability that is in Islamabad. And that means, in other words, this is easy pickings for the Taliban. You got desperate people who got nothing, who have the clothes on their back barely, and they need food, they need shelter, they need help. So the U.S. has deployed 18 helicopters. The U.N. is saying they need more heavy lift choppers, and they're trying to help anyone they can because that's a lot of people that are stranded. And we've seen this before. Remember Katrina with the people on the roofs, but you're talking about an incredible amount of people. And you have almost 4 million kids that are at risk for a whole bunch of diseases, skin diseases and respiratory infections and malnutrition. So it's really sad what's going on with the flood. And let's hope that the waters are receding and that the people who need the urgent care get it as soon as possible. Because you can't, it's like that old saying about, why don't you walk a mile in my moccasins? And imagine trying to walk in those moccasins, how tough it would be. And that's what creates that vacuum, that necessity, the loss of parents, the loss of hope for the younger kids to get involved with the element that flips the switch on that says, this is what we're going to do. We're going to destroy so-called Western ways in the name of Allah. And you become a hero, and here you're getting food, and we're going to train you, and you're going to have some importance. You can see how a young mind would easily latch on. And if nothing else, because the survival instinct simply kicks in, and so you got to do something to be able to fend off death. Well, that's at the doorstep. That's right there staring you in the face. Well, can you believe what some people will do to get elected as far as spending money? If you had a spare $50 million, I don't know, would you pump it into the primaries? We mentioned this, what happened with McCain with his win, and now he goes on to the general election. Well, Rick Scott spent $50 million to assure that he would get the Republican nod for governor in the primaries. And that's a whole lot of money, isn't it? His company paid the largest set, by the way, of Medicare fines and penalties ever in history, $1.7 billion. His net worth is $219 million, according to the financial disclosure forms, and he loaned his campaign almost $40 million. Yeah, how about that? But here's the thing. In Florida, there's something called Electioneering and Communications Organization, which is pretty much a PAC. And he's acknowledged his affiliation with them. They gave him $11.3 million. And so he spent almost a quarter of what he claims to be his total net worth on the primary. Now, this is what's interesting, that he's a totally newcomer to the game, so he wants this office. And he's not the only one doing it. You've got, in California, Christine Whitman, and you have Meg Whitman, formerly of eBay, and Carly Fiorina, who are spending crazy, crazy amounts of money to win their respective seats. Whitman for governor, Fiorina for Senate. So what is it that drives, what does it drive someone? Is it that I want to do this? I have the money and I got the time now because I did the whole business thing and I think I can make a difference. Is it just flat out egomania? I hope not. I think some of the business people have a great mind for it, and then there's a need when we look at the economic factors that are killing so many of our state problems, and also on the federal level. I think if you get a savvy business person in there that has a little political prowess, in other words, they know how to kind of work it, I think that could be invaluable, but it has to be the right person using it the right way, which is why some of what Mitt Romney and some of what Ross Perot were proposing, they weren't far off the money. Pardon the pun. Well, my Phillies make this segment tonight because they fell to the Astros 16 innings. The Astros, it was just a crazy game. They won 4-2, 5 hours. The Phillies pitcher, Roy Oswalt, had to play left field and grounds into the final out on Tuesday. He became the first Phillies pitcher to play a position in the field in 39 years after Ryan Howard was ejected in the 14th inning. Oswalt caught a routine fly ball from the Astros catcher, and he got a huge ovation from the fans who were there. Worth mentioning, the last pitcher to play a position was Bill Wilson. That happened back in 1971. He had no choice. They had to do it. Howard was tossed by the third base ump after being rung up on a check swing. The second one of the at-bat, he threw his bat helmet, striking out for the fifth time. Then he got ejected. So he finished the game hitless in seven at-bats with five strikeouts. He was upset. Well, the Phillies should be upset because that's a long time to play a game and come up with the goose egg. And they need the wins anyway because they're probably vying for the wild card depending on what happens with Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta did lose and did them a favor. Colorado knocked them off. But when these contests that are so close like this, as you get closer and closer to the postseason, there's going to be no more game left to play. But 16 innings is a very long ball game. Matt, what's the longest game that you've ever been to? Do you remember? That was 5 hours, that game.
I don't know, but I would not stick around that long.
I wouldn't either. I mean, how many people have to work? If you didn't have to work, I guess, and you just wanted to hang out, but that's a long time.
Yeah, especially since a lot of the concession stands shut down after about the seventh or eighth inning.
Oh, yeah, they're done. So you're hanging out watching. There's no libations, let's say. No.
Yeah, not a lot of entertainment going on. And when the baseball game drags out that long, it can get rather boring.
Yeah, to say the least. And because you're just hoping, you're waiting for that run. I used to cover baseball, so I was stuck always at the ballpark late. It seemed like especially when I was covering a game, it seemed like they would play so late. And in one of the playoff games against the Yankees, this was the Texas Rangers at the time, it started to rain, there was five people in the stadium, and I think the game was done at 3 o'clock in the morning. It was crazy. And by that time, nobody's upset about anything. They just want to leave. They're exhausted. You're even passing IHOP or the Waffle House or whatever because you don't even care anymore at that point. You just know that a bet is calling your name and you want to get there. All right, finally, our last one. A Chinese jet misses a runway. It bursts into flames. 42 people were killed. 54 were rescued. That's the good news, that there were some survivors in this. It burned. The jet crashed and burned while trying to land in the fog, and they're searching through the debris for any survivors. It is a Henan Airlines plane, 91 passengers, 5 crew, crashing late Tuesday in a grassy area near the airport. 5 of the people on board were kids, and at least one 8-year-old boy survived. That's nice. And then it's just a question of the Americans. There were some Americans on board, and no word on what's happening with the Americans yet at this point either. We're going to wrap it up by saying once again, don't forget to vote. Remember, you can always call this show and whine and complain as long as you vote. If you don't vote, don't complain about the politicians. It's that simple.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
What, are you kidding me?